This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, hour number two. As we are launching in here, you may take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We've been talking about, well, once again, cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live. Some of the good news out there, I mean, it's bad news on the Bitcoin front, where the price of Bitcoin has been falling over the last few days. The price of Bitcoin Cash has been very good for a lot of people, although even that's down today as well, down to around $1,300, having peaked up, what, around 18 or 19 or 2,000 or something like that overnight. So it's been on a bit of a roller coaster as well. Maybe not as high as 2,000. I don't know. It was definitely up to like 18 something. So that all is happening. But at the same time, Dash is saying they're going to be reducing their fees, their transaction fees. They're taking them down by 1,000%, they say here. And they're going to be a third of a penny to send a Dash transaction. Or if you want to do what they call their instant send, which is much faster. I mean, Dash on its own is faster than Bitcoin, but the instant send is even faster than a normal Dash transaction. That will be reduced to a very low, remarkably low, 2.8 cents each, according to the Econo Times. Right now, you're looking at 28 cents for the instant send transaction. In contrast, Bitcoin carries transactions cost of about $6 per. And you can tell this was written a few days ago. It was written on yesterday, or published yesterday. It was probably written a few days before that, because right now the Bitcoin transactions are typically over $10 a piece at the moment, which is tragic. Since Dash's upgrade, the price has bounced such that the fee for these premium transactions would be the equivalent of 3.2 cents. In contrast, most credit and debit cards charge a flat fee of at least 20 cents, plus a percentage of the product price, averaging about 3%. So Dash is already cheaper than credit cards for almost every transaction over a dollar, and now they're saying here on Wednesday it's going to become even cheaper for 20-cent transactions. You want to buy a pack of gum with Dash, it's going to be almost no fee whatsoever.
Basically. Right, so Dash is digital cash, right? D-cash. Mm-hmm. Digital cash. And the idea is I think they want to set themselves up for micropayments too, nano payments, that kind of thing. For instance, my favorite sort of example is there's a social networking platform. Maybe it'll be Facebook. Maybe it won't. I don't know. And instead of liking somebody's post, maybe there's a good post out there. Maybe there's a super like where you throw them a nickel or a dime or mm-hmm. something like that. On Twitter, imagine, one of these tweets that goes super viral, where somebody says something really insightful, something really, for whatever reason gets people excited, and a whole bunch of people like it, person could potentially make, hundreds of dollars on these tweets.
If there was a way to send a microtransaction.
If there was a way to make a microtransaction.
And there are.
And it was integrated and easy to do. Like, nobody's going to sit around and fumble with their phone to send a microtransaction.
For 2 cents. For 5 cents.
You know, 2 or 5 cents or something like that. But if it's something where you can just, because, you know, frankly, working for likes on Facebook is ridiculous. But if Facebook had an idea where you liked a post and, depending on maybe how much time you spent, like Steemit, the platform that you use, Ian, depending on how much time you spent on the platform or whatever, you know, your like would be more meaningful or less meaningful, or maybe they're all just every like is worth a nickel. I mean, you wouldn't be handing out likes as quickly then, would you, if every like was a nickel?
It would mean something to like
someone. It would be meaningful to like
post.
It. But 5 cents isn't much either. I mean, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even bend over for it to pick it up off the sidewalk.
Yeah, but if you get a million pennies, then you've got $100,000 or $10,000.
$10,000, yeah, which is a lot.
The upgrade also affects the speed and volume of transactions with it. Dash now boasting it can handle 48 per second while Bitcoin remains stuck at 7. That number is nowhere near the average 2,000 per second that Visa gets or the 1,500 that blockchain firm Ripple boasts, but still it means a capacity for over 4 million transactions per day. Not bad for a technology still in its infancy. And indeed, there's another related story over at Cointelegraph.com saying that Dash is planning to implement 2 megabyte block sizes. So this whole thing that people have been warring over in the Bitcoin community, Dash is just going to be like, yep, we're going to do that.
Because of Bitcoin's decentralized nature, it is very difficult to make decisions. It's like turning a ship. Mm-hmm. Making this decision was, it's like the captain and the first officer are arguing about which directions to go or whatever, and finally they come to a decision, and then you won't see the results for months down the road, whereas Dash is much more like a speedboat. They decide they're going to do something, turn the wheel, the boat turns.
If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. The Dash development team appears hyper-focused on making the currency easy for everyday use, more than getting rich through day trading. This is according to the CEO of Dash Core, Ryan Taylor, specifically cited unglamorous, low-value products to show the benefits of the upgrade in a statement announcing the new code. He said, quote, higher transaction fees affect both consumers and merchants looking to spend the incoming funds. The users of several other networks have experienced firsthand the impact that high fees can have on their daily lives, as many low-value transactions, such as prepaid phone top-ups or gift card purchases, are priced out of the market. And the funny thing is, there's people who are just in the crypto community who are just like, oh, you want fast? You want quick? You want cheap? Well, you can use PayPal. You can use credit card. And it's like, hello, the whole point of cryptocurrency is to leave PayPal and to leave, you know, these old systems. I don't want to go back if I can stay in the new world, you know? I mean, the fact that these people would give up on the idea of buying small items, buying a cup of coffee with cryptocurrency, is really embarrassing, I think. Going on, though, he concluded with a jab at Bitcoin. Quote, Dash is silently becoming the network Bitcoin once promised to be, unquote.
That ain't a jab. That's the truth.
The article writer here says, I don't own any Dash or Bitcoin, but the network has intrigued me with its multi-tiered setup. In most blockchains, users earn new units of the currency by mining or by buying, either proof of work or proof of stake. The Dash has a hybrid system where you can do both. In its masternode system, anyone who owns 1,000 Dash keeps those coins connected to the network and earns a reward of passive income for supporting the blockchain. At the current price, it would cost a newbie over $300,000 to start one of those masternodes, but a potential investor can instead join a masternode pool, with the cost of entry being a much lower 25 Dash, which is closer to $8,000 at the time of the writing, at one of the most popular ones. With this update, Dash now has strong incentives to mine, stake, and spend, while Bitcoin struggles with spending, with no potential relief in the near future. So again, Mark, you talked about this Lightning Network supposed fix that's somewhere out there, you know, 18 months away is the last number I saw being quoted, whereas Dash is upgrading this week. Dash is on a direct path to attracting more users with non-techie appeals, and all digital currency developers should take note. Someone living in Section 8 housing won't care about the elegance of your coin's cryptography. He cares a lot more about getting his funds confirmed quickly enough to avoid a payday loan. A widowed grandmother isn't going to care about an anarchist reset after we destroy the central banking system. She cares a lot more about paying for her food and toiletries without a 3% surcharge. And a retailer will definitely care less about the value of Dash going to the moon than selling its wares for 3% lower than his Visa-reliant competitors and getting more customers. So there are some good reasons to consider looking at the Dash currency. You can learn more about it over at Dash.org. And I got to say, as one of the big Bitcoin evangelists here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, one of the people who has done a lot to try to bring Bitcoin accepting businesses on board to get mom and pop brick and mortar style retailers to accept Bitcoin at the point of sale, I've got to go and talk to all these people now and express to them my sincerest regrets, you know, for the situation that Bitcoin has found itself in, to where sorry, you probably don't have any customers anymore who are willing to spend Bitcoin, because no one sane is going to spend $10 to buy a dollar soda at the local corner news shop, or spend $13 to buy a $5 hamburger
at
the local burger place.
Don't forget that these people, in many cases, got their Bitcoin at something like between $500 and $2,000 in value.
No doubt.
And now have seen a giant increase.
Yeah, they've got a little nut. If they held on to it, they've got a little bit of a nest egg. That's cool. But it's basically halted all, these fees have halted any kind of further business being done with Bitcoin at their storefront. So there's got to be another option. And thankfully, there is the AnyPay system that is supporting Dash. More coming up.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home, and to make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it, and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And if you want to try out a really great pillow, what might be the best pillow you'll ever use, you can do it by going to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it now for going on 2 years, I would say, and it's been fantastic. Mark, you also have the MyPillow. Unlike a regular pillow, you can actually wash and dry the MyPillow, which is an amazing feature I've never seen in any pillow besides MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. You get yours at half price or two for the price of one, however you want to look at it. It is up to you how many you order. And if you don't like it for some reason within that first 60 days, you can actually get your purchase price refunded to you once you send the pillow back to them. The pillow itself, by the way, is guaranteed to last for 10 years. So if you do love it, then it's going to last you for a long time. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL for the discount. Alan Greenspan is on the attack against cryptocurrency, specifically attacking Bitcoin. Of course, it's, you know, the king of the cryptocurrency charts right now. And the fact that the former Federal Reserve chairman himself is coming out on attack is a good sign that, you know, the world of cryptocurrency is a threat to the old banking system. Because if crypto wasn't a threat, if crypto wasn't significant, and, you know, you could argue that $100 billion, which is what Bitcoin's current market cap is, isn't really a whole lot in the scheme of money, right? Like $100
sure.
billion.
Globally, $100 billion right. is not much. There are,
it's like one financial company, basically, yeah. like Goldman Sachs or something is worth $100
Right, but I mean, if you think about Bank of America or, I mean,
they have trillions. Of
yeah, trillions of dollars. So, I mean, they're, you know, it's a fraction yeah. of that.
So Bitcoin, for those people, is chump change. But they obviously see something about it. There's something that is catching their attention. It's making it so they feel like they have to respond. And you got the CEO of Chase, for instance, Jamie Dimon, who was recently on, we quoted him on this show, and he's been on the attack. And Ben, I think it was, who was the other chairman of the Fed? Bernanke?
Yeah.
He came out, I believe, and attacked Bitcoin. So, like, a lot of these big names in the banking industry are spending their precious, valuable time talking about this little kid on the block, right? Cryptocurrency. It's worth a fraction of, you know, their toilet that they sit on. It's probably a $100 billion toilet. But
yeah, right. Why do they do that?
They're talking about it because it matters. They're talking about it because it is evolutionary, the idea of cryptocurrency. Whether or not you agree that Bitcoin is broken, and I think it is, that doesn't matter because cryptocurrency is here to stay. Whether it's Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, or, you know, you name it, something's going to be on the top. And cryptocurrency right now is climbing a huge mountain in price overall. If you look at the total market cap for all cryptos, it's just a straight up mountain. I mean, there's barely any dips or crevices in this thing. I mean, it's just over the last 5 months, it's gone from $15 billion or, you know, $20 billion to $200 billion in total market cap. And it's just it's amazing. Anyway, going back to what Greenspan had to say, he actually referred to Bitcoin as fiat money. And even suggested it was like the Continental Congress's dollar that they issued. Quote, he said, I would use the analogy of continental currency. Continental currency in 1775 was issued with no backing, and it sold at par in the marketplace for quite a while. Until
what's the U.S. dollar right now issued with? What kind of backing is that issued with?
Nothing.
This is the state of reporting in America today. This Alan Greenspan, the former head of the Federal Reserve,
mm-hmm.
makes a statement that on its face is laughably ignorant.
It's backed by itself. It's backed by the words on it that say this note is legal tender.
Right.
For all
you have to say something dumb in order to make it seem like this is true, right? Like that's all you got left is it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Well, the Continental wasn't.
Mm.
I mean, everything you can say about the Continental, you can say about the United States
Absolutely.
Federal Reserve note as it exists today.
Yep.
You can't say it about Bitcoin, and Greenspan isn't asked a single question like that because our reporters, ladies and gentlemen, are lazy slobs.
No doubt about that. He says it sold at par in the marketplace for quite a while until they started to build up more and more printing of Continentals.
Something that you can't do with Bitcoin is print them out.
Right, that's another great point. Even though there is an inflation rate with Bitcoin, meaning that there are Bitcoins that are mined into existence that don't exist right now, so there's like 16 million some amount of Bitcoins out there, closing in on, I think, 17 million. But the total amount that will ever be issued is 21 million. So the inflation does exist, but it's predictable. You know it's happening. You know the rate at which it's happening. It's not subject to arbitrary fiat where, you know, some king or some authoritarian bureaucrat gets to decide, let's turn up the printing presses. You know, just full speed ahead. We need quantitative easing. All that stuff. You can't do that with Bitcoin. It doesn't work that way. So we know that Bitcoin's going to hit 21 million, and we know that over time the mining rewards have. So every time a block gets mined onto the blockchain, which is, again, the public ledger that backs Bitcoin, the blocks are where the transactions are stored, every time that happens, there's a certain mining reward that is released to the miner that finds it. It used to be 50 Bitcoin way back. I think it started at 50 in 2009. Yeah. Then it became 25, then it became 12.5, and that's where we're at today. I believe it changed to 12.5, was it last summer or something like that? It was within the last year or so. So it went from 25 to 12.5, and then it's going to go to 6.25, and then, you know, half of that, and then half of that, and then over a certain, I forget what the time window is between halvings. I'm not sure what that is, but it
varies
years.
Depending on, you know, things.
It's usually a few years at least. And so over time, it's going to trickle out until it finally hits 21 million. So anyway, going on, according to Greenspan, the perception of the cryptocurrency is not necessarily matching the reality. He says, quote, human nature is such that if you get something such as Bitcoin, you think there is some value there, whether there is or there isn't. But that's the same thing as a Continental, greenbacks in the Civil War, all these currencies which didn't have any backing.
Yeah, and he's wrong. Bitcoin is not like those. Bitcoin has a tremendous amount of equipment backing it. Equipment and talent and the code that's been written, that is what backs Bitcoin.
The network.
There is a physical component to it, and it is the network.
I think that's an interesting point. That was always the answer that I never really knew for a while early on in Bitcoin, because I couldn't really say what backed Bitcoin, because I was used to thinking of backing as like a physical gold or something like that. But you're right. All those computers, all those hardware devices whirring constantly and crunching those numbers, that's the backing. That's also what also secures the network, which is why the Bitcoin is worth what it is and what it has been, is because it's not hackable. And the reason why is because it's cryptographically secure, because you've got all these miners competing to verify transactions on the network, and it's safe.
Consensus.
Yeah,
it's consensus-oriented.
It's safe. It, at the very least, was reliable. It's not as reliable anymore due to the backlog of transactions that it's currently experiencing, because it's become a victim of its own success and a victim of some programmers who just could not get it together and make it work. So now they're subject to competition that may be trying to eat their lunch in the form of Bitcoin Cash and several others. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you may join us here on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, do want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. It is so easy to install the Blink Home Security System that even Mark could do it within like 10 minutes. And all you really need to have is access to your smartphone and or tablet device, something that's got Wi-Fi on it, because you just connect the little Wi-Fi box thing that comes with the Blink Home Security System. That is what interfaces with the wireless cameras that come with the Blink Home Security System. And you just get it all connected together. You can set up certain times you want the cameras to be active, and they will shoot over to you a notice on your phone or whatever device you use that something moved, something set off the camera. And you know, whether you're home or not, you'll get those notices. And again, it's completely customizable as far as when it's active. And as I say, it's wireless, which means no drilling holes, no running cables, no having to worry about hooking up a complicated DVR system, none of that crap.
Plug and play, this thing really has been no trouble at all to me.
Yeah, it's rare when plug and play really is as easy as it should be. And this is one of those times when it really was easy. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That gets you 3 Blink cams for the price of what some of the other guys charge for one. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Vernon is with us in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live on the Live Sunday edition. Hey, Vernon.
So I feel like you all promote, and okay, so let me make my point real quick, then y'all can tear into it.
Okay.
I feel like
tear into
that you.
You
all might use Bitcoin as a nostalgic reason for your cause as far as freedom, because I have 2 points. One, I would never use Bitcoin if I had to pay even a dime more than what I would use with cash, because I'm already paying 10% sales tax. And my second point is that it seems like it's ridiculously hard to use. And I have never used it, and I maybe probably should try it. But if my mom couldn't figure out how to use it, she can't even figure out how to use a smartphone. She's still on a flip phone. You know, I don't even know if I could use it. And so using a dollar bill, which I know represents the government and the state, you know, but handing someone a dollar bill is far easier in my, it sounds like to me than using Bitcoin. And it just seems so complicated. Maybe I'm wrong though.
I see where you're coming from on that, and it is it's actually a lot easier now to use cryptocurrencies like Dash or Bitcoin than it was 5 years ago. But it is still to the point where there's a slight learning curve involved in, you know, in getting into it. And I agree, if you're, you know, if you're somebody who has trouble programming a VCR or whatever, then you probably shouldn't be getting into cryptocurrencies.
Right. If you've got a debt,
programming a VCR is harder than getting a Bitcoin wallet.
That's true.
Yeah, that's probably true.
If you've got a debt of, you know, $20 or $100 or something like that, you know, it's a heck of a lot easier to hand somebody a 20 or five 20s and cover your debt.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're making a purchase of $7.85, you've got your phone out and you've got the app open to make the purchase. The QR code comes up on the little scanner machine. You push the pay button, you know, the button to take the picture of the QR code, and then the send button, you've touched it twice. It's easier to do that than it is to, you know, pull out a 10, get change made for, what did I say, 7.82, and then
and count it back,
take
and then
back the $2.17.
Presuming they counted it right.
Right. And, you know, put that in your pocket, fumble with the receipt, the person behind you is waiting, and all those things. So I would...
It can be faster is what you're saying.
It certainly can be faster.
But it isn't always.
It's not. And there's a learning curve. I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
But the learning curve isn't that difficult. And Dash, you know, our sponsor here, is focusing on making their money as... This is their quote. So easy your mother could use it.
Is that right? Is that their
that's their quote, not ours.
That's great stuff.
And
if that is something they can accomplish, then they're gonna really, I think, take off.
Right. And they've got years to make that happen. It's not something that's gonna happen in
I thought they
days.
Were doing it in 2018, the Dash Evolution.
Evolution is coming out and it will be a supposedly better, but I mean, you know, again, all they have to do is be better than the other digital currency that's out there.
It's not hard to be better than Bitcoin at this point. It's pretty messed up.
Now I'll tell you this is something that Bitcoin's really good at. Let's say you need to, you know, move money across international borders. You want to, you know, for whatever reason, you're moving a great deal of money from here to Belize. You're going to be better off using Bitcoin in many cases than
trying
to move currency through. Like, you can only take $10,000 on an airplane.
You're probably going to get interviewed real hard, even if you try to take $9,000 on an airplane.
This is probably going to be a little conversation with the TSA and those kind of things. So, you know, Bitcoin is still an international currency as sort of a settlement layer.
But I agree with you, Vernon. If the fees are, you know, like you said, if it was 10 cents to pay a dollar, most people aren't going to do it. Most people are not going
to
see the value.
You really advocate it, and maybe you all personally do it because it does. Maybe it supports your cause of freedom and you know, getting away from the state and not having to use the state's money. And so, is it worth it to you all personally to pay those extra fees on top of the taxes that I imagine these Bitcoin receivers still have to pay?
Well, so in New Hampshire, there's no sales tax, but certainly there's taxes at like restaurants or whatever. So there are some taxes. I don't know how businesses handle their tax burdens or whatever. I suspect most of them will mark down whatever the sale amount is in dollars and then pay whatever tax they need to pay to the state in dollars, and then they'll just hold on to their crypto in the hopes that it'll go up in value. But yes, I'm an evangelist for cryptocurrency. I believe that cryptocurrency is a key towards achieving more peace, because the more money that we can take out of the hands of the state and the banking system and put into the hands of people, the less likely it is ever to go and purchase things like bombs that will kill innocent people all around the globe. So for me, spending, you know, several cents on a dollar, or even as I was for a while, I'd spend the $2 to buy a $10 burger or whatever when the fees were $2 or $3 for, as they were for most of the summertime and most of the fall thus far. They've just recently shot up to $5, $7, $10, $13, and now I can't justify
now
it anymore.
Now you're priced out of the marketplace. Yep. I'm of the opinion that I'm going to do the thing that's easiest. and is going to be the lowest cost. So if it's cash, then, you know, it's cash. If it's Dash...
Well, cash is almost always the lowest cost.
Not
as far
always,
as, like, there's no fee.
Well, I mean, you know, in some cases, you need to change your crypto into cash to get the cash in the first place to be able to make
the
transaction.
Well, people who don't have crypto don't have that problem.
I'm telling you...
I see what you're saying.
What do you guys do? And gotcha. I'm saying that I do the thing that is easiest to do and has the lowest fee. And in some cases, that's crypto. I'm an evangelist. I certainly want it to work, but I'm not going to spend $2 for a transaction fee on a $10 hamburger like Ian was willing to do. No, just not going to do. Not paying $12 for an already overpriced hamburger.
One final question for y'all, and then I'll get off. If you all didn't derive so much sponsorship from these cryptocurrencies for your show, would you still be as evangelistic about this cause as you are?
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. 100% I would be as evangelical. I mean,
there was a time when Roger was not sponsoring the show, where he had backed out from sponsorship because he was trying to
tax burden.
Yeah, he had to pay like hundreds of thousands of dollars to the United States government for taxes or whatever.
I don't think you should guess at that number and misreport it.
Okay, that's what I'd heard, but I didn't think it was a guess, Mark. That's my understanding of what was going on there. But he had to pay a lot of money to the U.S. government.
A lot of money is the correct number. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was six digits. But regardless, it was a lot, and he was a little more burdened than he was normally, and so he stopped advertising for a period of a couple years, I think, here on Free Talk Live, and we still talked about Bitcoin.
Yes, absolutely. Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, these are the things that are going to strip the power from these organizations, these outmoded organizations that call themselves states or governments these days. Governments don't change. These are service organizations that historically have never changed without a great deal of pressure. I'm hoping that pressure isn't revolution, that it's simply something like, you know, hey, you're going to need to modify this money system. Currently what you're doing with making bankers rich and making the rest of us poor, that's not working.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I know, Johnny Ray, you were trying to get in there with something. We can continue here in moments. 855-450-3733. And maybe we need to pick back up on economics in one lesson since I don't know how many months it's been. Since we've done that, we can talk about unions here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at pirateswithoutborders.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, live Sunday edition of the program. As always, we invite you to join us here on the radio waves and take control. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you had a story about tulip fever. Now, is this in relation to what Jamie Dimon was talking about, where people, decades ago?
Decades?
Hundreds of years?
Hundreds of years. Centuries ago.
Went all kind of crazy on buying tulips for investment purposes or something like that? What was that?
Right. I mean, it's not too long. You don't have a conversation about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies for too long before somebody's going to say, tulip mania.
I had never heard this before.
Yes,
a couple months ago when this Jamie Dimon guy from Chase Bank said something about
it. I don't know. You usually have a very good memory for what occurs on air. Not the rest of your life, but for what occurs on air, you usually have a very good memory. The idea that you don't remember us talking about tulip fever is absolutely, it surprises the heck out of me. I can assure you, you have heard of this.
Okay.
And maybe,
well, I don't recall anything about it.
Yeah, maybe you will remember when I bring it back up, but
I remember when we talked about it a few months ago. But
there are two arguments.
I don't remember much about it.
Against for Bitcoin being a bubble that people will trot out. Those two arguments are A, tulip fever, and B, Beanie Babies.
Well, how about C? It looks like it could be a bubble. You know, if you look at the price, just keep shooting up. You figure it's going to pop.
Bubbles are generally created by the government, pumping money into a particular area. There are, and I'm not saying that those are the only two arguments that exist.
Right.
Those are the ones you're going to hear.
I see. Okay.
So, Beanie Babies, your rebuttal to that would be, well, they didn't exactly have intrinsic value, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no good argument for a Beanie Baby being worth $5,000 or whatever when Ty can make as many of a particular one as it wants.
Yeah.
The marketplace was finding the value of a particular Beanie Baby. And you can look at comic books. Action Comics number 1 is worth a great deal. The first appearance of Superman, for those who need to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a great deal. It's probably steadily gone up with some vacillation over time. It's artificial in the amount that are out there. You can go get a second reprint. You can get some kind of reprinting of this.
But that's not worth the same amount.
It's not worth anywhere near it, right? Like, it has to be the original.
Right.
They're not making
any
more of those.
Because they're scarce.
Yeah.
That's why those are
extremely valuable because they're scarce and people want them.
Right. And, you know, time has made them scarce. You know,
well, Bitcoin is scarce. There are only 21 million that are going to come out.
Agreed. I think Bitcoin is a, you know, better. I think it's better looked at, though, as a currency, or at least at one point. I'm not ready to say what Bitcoin's worth at this moment. There's been some weird things that happened in the last couple of months. But I would say it'd be better to look at it as a currency and look at its market cap possibilities as a result of that and what it could be worth. I think it's far more comparable to, you know, any currency than it is to Beanie Babies and tulips. But let me read this tulip story. This is from the Smithsonian. So not exactly your bastion of libertarian thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be unbiased, at least unbiased by our standards. There never was a real tulip fever. The new movie sets its doomed entrepreneurs amidst the 17th century.
There's a movie about this?
Yeah, that's what it says. What 17th century in?
The 1800s?
No.
1600s.
Yes.
There you go.
But historians of the phenomenon have their own bubble to burst. When tulips came to the Netherlands, all the world went mad. A sailor who mistook a rare tulip bulb for an onion ate it with his herring sandwich. He was charged with a felony and thrown in prison. A bulb named Semper Augustus, notable for its flame-like white and red petals, sold for more than the cost of a mansion.
Wow.
In a fashionable Amsterdam neighborhood, complete with coach and garden. As the tulip market grew, speculation exploded with traders offering exorbitant prices for bulbs that had yet to flower. And then, as any financial bubble will do, the tulip market imploded, sending traders of all incomes into ruins. I remember one story about an orphanage that you know, put all of its extra money into tulip bulbs, and then it crashes and they've got nothing.
Mm.
For decades, economists had pointed to the 17th century tulip mania as a warning about the perils of the free market. Writers and historians have revealed in the absurdity of the event. The incident even provides the backdrop for the new film Tulip Fever, based on a novel of the same name by Deborah Magoch. I don't know.
Okay.
The only problem, none of these stories are true.
Oh, no.
What really happened, and how did the story of Dutch tulip speculation get so distorted? Anne Goldgar discovered the historical reality when she dug into the archives to research her book, Tulip Mania.
Boy, this tulip fever really got a panning over at Rotten Tomatoes. One star. 8%. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's probably a bunch of socialists that are like, boo, we had our tulips to blame on the capitalists.
It's possible it's just a bad movie.
Yeah, it's quite possible. Quite likely. Tulip mania, money, honor, and the knowledge in the Dutch golden age. And knowledge in the Dutch. I always joke that the book should be called Tulip Mania. More boring than you thought, says Goldgar, a professor of early modern history at King's College in London. People are so interested in this incident because they think they can draw lessons from it. I don't think it's necessarily the case. But before you even attempt to apply what happened in the Netherlands to more recent bubbles, the South Sea bubble of the 1700s in England, the 19th century railway bubble, the dot-com bubble, and bitcoins are just a few comparisons. This is Smithsonian.com that just said that. That you said bitcoins.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a few of the comparisons Goldgar has seen. You have to understand Dutch society at the turn of the 17th century. For starters, the country experienced a major demographic shift during its war for independence from Spain, which began in the 1560s and continued into the 1600s. It was during this period that merchants arrived in port cities like Amsterdam, Haarlem, Delft, and established trading outfits, including the famous Dutch East India Company. There was a Dutch West India Company, too, just for understanding. This explosion in international commerce brought enormous fortune to the Netherlands. Despite the war, in their newly independent nation, the Dutch were mainly led by urban oligarchies comprised of wealthy merchants, unlike other European countries of the area, which were controlled by landed nobility. So, you know, sort of a new nobility that made it by merit of making money, mm-hmm. as opposed to an old nobility that had
family connections.
Yeah, family connections that were established through the point of the sword.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that they didn't rule. They ruled. As Golgar writes in her book, the resultant new faces, new money, and new ideas helped to revolutionize the Dutch economy in the late 16th century. And this is absolutely true. You want to, I think that, you know, good libertarians that like to do their reading and check out their history, you need to understand the, you know, the history of the Dutch from like 1600s to 1800s, and that you'll, you know, that it's worth reading.
Hmm.
You know, also check out the Quakers and, you know, historic Iceland, and there's a few other things you can check into.
And the Holy Roman Empire for decentralization.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good argument. But that's, I mean, you're still stuck in a, I mean, the people were serfs. They really didn't leave their land very much. So, I mean, even if the country's the size of large counties, it really didn't matter very much because you weren't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, it's worth taking a look at, right? As the economy changed, so too did the social interactions and cultural values. A growing interest in natural history and fascination with the exotic among the merchant class meant that goods from the Ottoman Empire and farther east fetched high prices. The
sure, they're unique. You can't get them around there.
Right. This is why spices, you know, this is why the Silk Road was so it was so valuable, because spices were...
The original Silk Road.
The real, yeah. The influx of these goods also drove men of all social classes to acquire expertise in newly in-demand areas. One example Golgar gives is fish auctioner, whose watercolor illustrated manuscript whale book allowed him to actually meet the president of Holland. When Dutch botanist Corollus Clusius established a botanical garden at the University of Leiden in the 1890s, the tulip quickly rose to a place of honor. It's a beautiful flower. Mm-hmm. If you've had any chance to, you know, look at tulips and bloom in spring, they're gorgeous. Daffodils and tulips, they're the first things to come up, and, both beautiful flowers. Originally found growing wild in the valleys of the Tian Shan Mountains, in the border where China and Tibet met Afghanistan and Russia, tulips were cultivated in Istanbul as early as 1055. By the 15th century, Sultan Mehmed II of the Ottoman Empire had so many flowers in his 12 gardens that he required a staff of 920 gardeners.
All right, more on the history of tulips here, because, Mark, what you're building up to here is that there wasn't a tulip fever?
That's right.
All right, we're going to continue in moments. Hour number three is on the way. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.